This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. There are some businesses that rely on a lot of things, and there are some businesses that rely on people and transportation. Let's imagine for a second that you operate a national coach company, for example, where you have to travel from one side of the country to another. And of course, during this time of pandemic, there are MCOs, there are lockdowns, there are people being restricted from going from one state to another. On the phone line with me right now, I have Oi Kirschwan. He is the second generation owner of Intercity Coach. Hi there, Kirschwan. How are you?
Hi, Rich. And hi, everyone. This is Kirschwan on air. I'm happy to be on air today.
Good. Now, Kirschwan, I opened up the New Straits Times just a few days ago, and there was a picture of one of your coaches on there, and it was talking about how bus operators are now offering courier services. Is this? Did it surprise you that Intercity made the national news regarding the courier services?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm very surprised and thankful for this. In a way, it does not just reflect on my own company's Intercity Coach, but it also creates awareness for other bus express operators around Malaysia. Since the first MCO, certain players in the service industries like hotels and food and beverage have been getting exposure and attention. Where else, bus express operator have not been placed under the same limelight.
Right.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's been difficult for business for you guys, obviously.
Yeah. Because people are not allowed to interstate traveling. That's why we are getting very low passenger capacity load.
Mm-hmm. And can I just ask, how many coaches do you have right now? How many do you have in your fleet?
We have a total of 20 fleets. All around Malaysia, but we only covers the routes from northern until central and Malacca.
I see. Okay. Yeah. My question then, has Intercity always offered this courier service or is this a new thing?
No, we actually have been doing this since we started. And I believe this service has been around for decades.
Oh, really?
yeah. And I think why it appear in the headline now, because not many people are aware on this service. But if you would to ask a frequent bus traveler, they will be aware of it. And this is not something new, because we all know to deliver their goods to other states within hours. And I can give you an example that a uni student who's studying another state might forget to bring their important belongings like keys or laptops. They left it at home. So their parents will come to us and have it to be delivered within hours. So this is not something that courier service likes. I can give you an example like CityLink, J&T that can provide.
Yeah. I'll be honest, this is the first time I've heard of it. And when I spoke about it the other day, people were saying, no, lad, this is nothing new. It's been going on for a while. So that kind of surprised me, because it seems like an incredibly useful service. If, you know, you know where the coach is going to be at a certain time. So as long as you're there to kind of meet the coach and the driver, it makes perfect sense to me. So that piece that was published in the NST, somebody in that interview suggested that courier services were going to be ramped up, obviously meaning that there's going to be more. So how do you intend to kind of let the public more aware of this? How are you going to let folks know that this is something that you guys do?
In a way, like, I'm counting on BFM to create more awareness. just joking. Actually, we are doing advertising on social media, especially on Facebook, Twitter, especially on our own Facebook page. Also the Google My Business as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has there been a lot of response to the adverts?
We do actually receive lots of inquiries even before the MCO on last year, March. But you know, because of the since the MCO started, our inquiries getting lesser and lesser lah.
Right. And is there a concern at all that you might worry that now people do become aware of it, that so many people are going to start wanting to send packages, and what if I was even reading about somebody having a motorcycle shipped, you know, via the courier service. Do you worry that maybe too many people might start taking advantage of the courier services rather than using the passenger services, or at this stage is it we will take anything that comes?
I wouldn't say worried, but in fact, we are more than happy to welcome more people to use the courier service. Mm. I feel this is an opportunity, especially for the micro SME.
Yeah.
Especially for those who are looking to deliver fresh goods or for jobs to the other place in a short period of time.
Mm-mm.
So I can give you another example, like the business owner who doing their business at home.
Yeah.
Like they are doing bakery or ketupats, will go back quickly and wanted to reach their customer at the other side on the same day. So they will come to us and have it sent to the bakery on the same day. So usually it takes less than 10 hours to reach their destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you can see in the news report, the news report by New Straits Times. So the receiver will wait at the station collecting their goods. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. When it comes to parcels and passengers, how would you go about prioritizing? Would it always be passengers first?
Yeah, of course, passenger will be our main priority.
Yeah.
Our bus are actually double deck, if you have realized.
Yeah.
The upper deck is mainly for the passenger, and we do allocate the lower deck solely for the cargo and parcel.
I see.
So all the luggages and motorcycle, parcel, everything will be placed on the bottom of the bus. So it will not affect the passenger comfort levels.
Everybody can be nicely sat down upstairs, comfort, with a nice little view as they travel to and from wherever they're going to.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's take a break here, Kershwan. I'm on the phone with Kershwan Oi. He is the second generation owner of Intercity Coach. I'm speaking with him because just earlier last week, I saw an article about how bus operators are offering courier services, something that I thought was new, but it turns out it's not actually all that new. More on that when we come back after the break. My name is Rich Bradbury for Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business on this Thursday morning. I'm on the phone with Oi Kershwan. He is the second generation owner of Intercity Coach. And I'm speaking with him because just a few days ago, I saw on the NST about express bus operators have found a way to stay afloat during the pandemic by offering courier services for delivering goods. I thought it might have been something new. It turns out it's not all that new, but of course, with interstate travel ban having been resumed and a blanket ban on travel in some parts of this year, bus operators have really seen their revenue drop. Now, Kershwan, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. And how do you think the lockdowns have affected morale at Intercity? How have you and, you know, the drivers and your employees been coping with that?
To be honest, we are heavily impacted at times. I question how long we can sustain because people are not allowed to traveling around. And this is why we are more focusing on like courier service and motorcycle delivering at this time.
Yeah.
But we would like to let you know that even though we can't travel around, but I hope people can still play a small role in supporting us by opting for our courier service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how have your staff been during this time? How have they been dealing with things?
We do actually like following the SOPs and everything to, because they are frontliner, they have the most interact with the customers, like our drivers and our yeah. customer service. They have the contact, the longest contact with the passenger when they carrying passenger, isn't it? So we have to provide them face masks, hand sanitizer at times that when on the first MCO is very expensive at that times.
Yeah.
So, but it's a must to prevent the spreading of the COVID, isn't it?
Yeah. And how do you think they're doing mentally? You know, they've gone from being able to drive, I don't know, two or three times a day, perhaps, to you know, a lot less, right?
Yeah. Because for our customer service and drivers, they have a basic pay. So not much of difference for them, because we are thinking to giving them support. We are, at the times, we didn't expect the pandemic will be so long. So
right.
we burning our retained earning on the last year to yeah. support, to keep our employee all living as like before.
Yeah.
But it turned out too bad. It's not too bad. It's been around for 1 year, and we're expecting this to be for another years.
Right.
So we have to be mentally strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you know, looking at the way in which business is now, how do you see it changing over the next few months? I mean, it's okay. I know you're rolling out your courier services more, and you're really going with that. But what other things are you doing? You know, your plan B, your plan C, your plan D. What other ideas do you have?
To be honest, we didn't expect this to be so long. So we haven't thought about this yet. But hopefully the vaccination can be fast, and the case will be dragged down.
Yeah.
The number of cases can be dragged down. So, yeah.
And what do you think, what else can be done to help other intercity coach operators to help sustain their business? Is courier services the only solution, or is there something else we could all be doing?
Yes, I think the courier service are the only solution for bus express operator, because we are not allowed to switch our permits to other business of natures. But for now, we do not encourage people to travel alone unless they have the permits from the BDRM, like Royal Police. So hopefully the case can be dragged down by end of the years. So we can back to normal.
Let's keep our fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got another question for you, right? And this is kind of, let's get away from the doom and gloom for a moment, because it's, you know, I think a lot of us have kind of been stuck there for a while. And let's talk about the packages. Is there like a size limit for things that you can ship? I mean, or is it a case of, if it fits in the coach, we will take it?
As long as it fits in the coach. Yeah. But of course, we are adhered to the health and safety regulation by the government. Like one partial cannot be exceeding the 30 kilos of weight, because our drivers have to carry it, handle it to the coach. So under 30 kilos will be good for them.
If
too heavy, they might hurt their backs or their body.
They must feel good about it, though, these drivers sometimes. You know, when they're taking Hari Raya stuff home for people and they're helping to deliver, you know, gifts, it must give them a good feeling, surely.
Yeah. They play an important role.
What do you think is the strangest thing that somebody's had couriered?
They have once come to me and asked to send living chickens. but we are not allowed to do that because it's a living, it's a living animal. We do not allow to be carried in the coach.
I'm not entirely sure your passengers would have been too happy about that. I know I wouldn't have been. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today and explain to me how things work. I'm glad that you found a way to at least get some kind of income during these very difficult times. And I do wish you luck moving forward in the next few months. I've been on the phone with Oi Kirschwein. He's the second generation owner of Intercity Coaches. I've been speaking with him because I found out that some bus operators are offering courier services. You probably knew that, but I didn't. To find out more, you can have a listen back to the podcast at your leisure. I'll be uploading it shortly after this show, and you can download it using the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For BFM 89.9, my name is Rich Bradbury.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.